What's up, everybody?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to America.
Yes.
We're gonna... Or, and theoretically, other parts of the world as well.
True. We are going to be reviewing our top 10 U.S. movies that we've seen.
Yes, of 2024.
Of 2023.
We're in 2024.
So guys, leave a like, comment, subscribe. Yes. We should just get rolling.
Yeah, we'll cover a couple other spicy categories as well.
Yeah, we'll do worst movie, which we'll do that first.
Let's
favorite
do that. What's
show
your
and
worst
most
movie?
Anticipated film.
What's your worst
so,
movie?
So, oh boy, this will be.
It's your turn to start.
This will be wild. Oh, why do oh,
I started last
on.
Time?
So yes, let's go reverse order this time.
Worst Ben just
movie
gets out
of 2023 has to be. The Marvels.
Okay.
So we saw that one, in theaters. I can't even talk about this
it's
movie.
Pretty
so
bad.
The villain in this movie was so shallow. There was no depth for the all.
Right.
And then there was like just the comedy was really in some parts didn't hit at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like there were certain scenes where that were just weird and they were trying to be really funny, but it was just like, okay, you guys are trying too hard. The one thing I did like about the movie was the girl, what's her name? Iman Vellani, who plays Miss Marvel. She was fun. Like she, her acting was great. But like with Captain Marvel and stuff, Brie Larson, like, I don't know. She seemed really, like, her acting seemed really stale in this movie.
Oh!
Mm. I know. And she's really good in other movies.
Yeah,
like, she's
Larson's
been in a lot of good films.
Some great
but, like,
early movies.
I don't know. It's like, just in her Marvel films, she, I don't know, her acting.
Phones
she
it
can't
in,
really.
Do we say?
Well, she can't really show her acting skills because
right.
It's like, oh, you got this script and now it's
right.
Just it's a Marvel film. And, like, I don't know. But, yeah, I thought. It was pretty terrible all around. Like
really,
story wise, very bad. Like
okay.
I was just like, what is going on?
Is that your worst one?
Yes.
Oh really?
I'll just come out
okay,
and say
well,
yes.
We don't.
It was,
we don't have to
it
talk
was kind
about
of close between that one and Indiana Jones. Indiana Jones was somewhat entertaining.
Oof.
I can't really say the same about the Marvels. Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Pretty terrible.
All right, my worst movie I've seen almost in my life.
Oh,
and I'm not kidding.
Whoa.
What?
All right, is it a Hallmark movie?
Us watching this movie made Sadie rate another movie higher because we had watched a previous movie. I'll just say the movie we watched. We watched The Killer with Michael Fassbender.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then like a couple days later we watched this movie.
Ooh,
and she was like, you know what? The Killer is way better than I gave
it
credit for.
I remember
because
we got out of
the
theater.
Rescaled her to
recalibrate.
She was like, that was a good movie. Like it did. It like got her out of it. Because I was like, you're crazy. That was a great movie. And she's like,
good.
No, because this. And then after that, it was like, oh. And
what
movie,
was that movie?
Okay, it was anxious. Freelance.
Oh, Freelance. What is that?
That is a movie,
I remember
Ben.
You were
I need to hear
about
John
this.
Cena.
Oh yeah,
John Cena Freelance right here.
Why did you see this movie?
That's a C movie.
It was literally, it was a B movie for sure. I mean, it was horrible. Made no sense.
Yeah.
And honestly, guys, if you were to watch this movie, you would rate everything else that you've ever seen a half star.
give it every.
I'm not even kidding.
Every single
it will remind you what were he in for. Like, not even kidding. It's so bad.
I remember you ranting
about
that.
I
forgot
about it.
I'm like, okay, I'm never going to see that movie.
Right.
Fair enough.
There you go.
Fair enough.
Movie.
Yeah, fair enough.
Half star.
I think yours will take the cake for the worst.
Star.
Even Marvel's was, had something.
All right, so Isaac, number 10.
Man.
Bottom of the top,
as
they say.
So this was really hard to figure out which should go in the 9 and 10 spots.
Very high here.
I thought I had seen enough movies to create
Same
a solid
here.
Top 10.
I thought 2023 was...
But 9 and 10 are the ones where I was like, ooh, like these normally wouldn't be in my top 10, but they were just good enough to make it.
Oh boy.
Yeah, but it was pretty tough. Yeah, it was tough to pick. So my number 10 is, oh man, you guys are gonna laugh at me, but Dungeons and Dragons: Honor Among Thieves.
Hey, that's not too bad.
I never saw it.
You didn't see it?
No,
it's what? Fun. Why did I think you saw it?
Sadie saw it.
Okay, so this one,
she loved it.
Was actually a refreshing. It was a surprise because it looked terrible from the trailers.
It did. Yeah.
It looked like every other just kind of dumb action film.
Yeah.
And but this really was good. It was great because it was the comedic aspects of the film really hit, and it was actually funny. It wasn't like forced laughter. It was like, hey, this is actually, they're actually really funny in the scene. And it was clever. The plot was clever. Villain, of course, wasn't super good, but the comedy really took over, and that's why I really liked it.
Okay.
We saw this. Yeah, we saw this with the roommates. And,
yep. We all had a fun.
We all had fun,
time,
and we were all surprised at how good it actually was. And Chris Pine was hilarious.
He was having a blast.
He was. You could tell he was having a blast. There were some really, really funny scenes. But yeah, overall, a good movie. So that hit my number 10.
Okay. Benny Boy, number 10.
All right. So my number 10 was really hard to decide. I had a couple, and I'll actually just mention those as kind of my honorable mentions piece. But I was back and forth, but I finally decided Dream Scenario was number 10.
Ooh.
Because it was such a unique concept. I didn't necessarily love the movie, but
his
performance was great. Nicolas Cage's performance was great. And the concept was very interesting. And so if you haven't yet, feel free to look up on IMDb. But it's just such a unique kind of social analysis of reactions and such.
Yeah.
Based on what they perceive.
Cancel culture.
Cancel culture.
I had a laugh
apology
in there.
Apology
videos.
Remember the apology video?
Oh, yeah.
That was hilarious.
Very unique take on that. Unique concept. Good central performance. It wasn't necessarily extremely funny or anything like that. But it was a unique concept. And honestly, with how movies are today, especially Western movies, I feel like a lot of them fit into the same mold. This one was unique, so even though I didn't give it a super high rating, it'll fit on the list.
All right.
I was between that and the Hunger Games movie, the new one, was pretty solid this year. Yep. Had an interesting story. I did enjoy that one.
Right.
And then Honor Among Thieves, the Dungeons and Dragons movie was great.
All
and
right.
then I and so, Asteroid
wait,
City
are these
too.
These are your honorable mentions.
Yeah, these are honorable mentions because we skipped honorable mentions.
Well, I didn't. I didn't
so
really
there were
have
there weren't many,
honorable.
But Asteroid City, but Wes Anderson.
There were none that were honorable.
It wasn't that great of a movie. But
for my number 10, I'll go off of Ben too. Was also waffling between Songbirds. So Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, the Hunger Game movie. That is my honorable because I didn't do it. But my number 10. Is Haunting of Venice.
Ooh.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I thought that one was good. I thought it had its flaws, but I thought it was overall a good movie.
Yeah.
So I suppose we should tell what we rated the movie as well.
I think a 3.5 probably.
Okay. I rated mine Dream Scenario a 3, so that's kind of interesting.
I think I rated Dream Scenario, I think, a 3 or a 2.5.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I thought it was good, though, but anyways.
That's a good pick, yeah.
All right.
All right,
Isaac,
number nine. Isaac, take us home.
Number nine.
Show us the way.
So guess what mine is? A Haunting in Venice.
Okay.
Oh, number all right. nine.
All right.
So I really enjoyed this movie. It was really entertaining, and I loved the horror movie aspect, horror mystery movie.
Hercule Poirot.
And I thought this was way better than the second one. What was that one called?
It was the desert one.
The desert, the cruise ship one.
Death on the Nile.
Death on the Nile. There we go.
Yeah.
I thought
that one
was
an interesting
way
one
better.
During the times?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. But yeah, I thought this was good all around. I thought it had a pretty solid ending. It wasn't like, I mean, some of it was predictable.
Yep.
That's why it's my number 9 and not like number 5 or 4 or something like that.
Yeah.
But I thought it was worth the watch.
I like a whodunit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. Like last year was, See How They Run, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that one.
And a lot
of
people, for some reason, a lot of people hated that movie. I still don't know why.
I don't think
the ratings,
it was solid,
well, the rating's pretty low for it on IMDb. But that one was on my top 10 list, and I was like, the mystery, I love that murder mystery vibe. Yeah. So, that's my number 9.
All right, Benny boy.
All right, so my number 9 is the Barbie movie, which is interesting.
What?
I snuck it in, barely. Oh, this is going to
hurt
people.
What is wrong with you?
All right. I didn't like it that as much as you guys did.
Isaac looked at me with bug eyes like, what?
This is the way.
As I was thinking about it after, like,
should I say higher on your list? I don't know how to say it, but it should be.
So this might be a surprise. This might be a surprise. It was, again, this one I rated 3.5, so pretty solid movie.
What?
I enjoyed it.
I don't understand.
I had fun with it. Super. I had a ton of fun with it.
I thought you
Ben is anti fun.
This movie.
No, I did. I enjoyed it, but then
what
I
is
never.
Okay. 1 and 2 and 3.
Okay. Too much flack. I thought it was really good, but I thought over it again, I was like, I would see it with my family or see it again. Mm-hmm. But it didn't. I don't think it'll have the rewatchability factor. Like, I didn't immediately want to see it again.
Sure.
And so that's part of what goes into a rating.
Yeah.
The performances were great. I do want to see it again. But then I was also thinking, oh man, some of the messaging is a little bit on the nose. But while also having a great ending, I thought the overall message is fantastic. So, yes, I would say it's in my top 10. It's 3.5 out of 5, but it's on number 9.
Okay. I thought you liked it a lot more than that, number 9.
I never gave it a high rating.
Yeah,
I thought
when we came out of the theater, you were like, "Oh, this is great." And but
I
maybe I'm imagining.
Even though I feel
I'm imagining.
We're very like similar in our viewpoints on a lot of like American movies, at least.
Yeah.
I still think we're going to have wildly different lists.
Yeah,
I guess so. I thought at first we were going to have like the same.
Now I know, based on that reaction, that Barbie will be higher on your list.
We'll discuss it later. So my
number nine.
Let me just make sure. My number 9 is John Wick.
John Wick 4.
Okay,
it might get. I don't know if it will get talked about later on. It potentially could be.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked the movie. I thought it was a good conclusion to what I think was a really fun series. I thought it was a fun movie. I thought the whole John Wick series was great, and I thought that was a good way to end it. It made me sad. You don't want it to end, in that way. But I think that was appropriate.
Suitable.
I thought it was a solid
for a movie
solid.
That like started off kind of as a joke, and they never really thought about moving it anywhere. And then to make a sequel that people loved, and then a third one that people loved. They're like, holy crap.
They kept upping it. Like, I saw, we've seen all the movies, and every movie seemed to get, like, better and better, at least for me.
Because
I didn't really like the first one quite as well as the second, third, and fourth.
Yeah.
So they kept, like, building.
I agree.
It was great.
So I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Cool. There you go.
Sweet.
My number 8. Okay, here we
number
go,
eight.
Boys. My number 8 is The Killer.
Ooh,
so,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I like this film.
Interesting.
It was pretty depressing at times. That's why it's not higher on my list. And the plot of the film was pretty, it was kind of straightforward in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
But I love the acting, and the opening sequence itself was like 10
really?
Out of 10. Like
yeah.
it was super
yeah.
well done.
Absolutely.
The sound design and the detail of like how the different sounds, how he would really focus on certain sounds, and then like that whole aspect of the film was really interesting, I thought it was pretty intense overall, though. Like it had that intensity level throughout the film where it was just like, oh yeah, he's going after this guy, and like it's slowly getting more intense throughout the film, and I actually like how it ended. Some people I think didn't like how it ended, but it was kind of more, the movie was kind of more of an analysis of his mental, him mentally like going through all this stuff, and just how he kind of broke down over time throughout the movie. Mm-hmm. And it was, I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So overall, number 8 on mine.
Interesting. Okay.
Benny boy.
So my number 8 was Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh!
So that's
really?
There were a couple Marvel movies. There were a couple Marvel movies out this
Interesting.
year.
Interesting.
But they were terrible. This one was actually, again,
I thought the final,
if you've seen the first two, I think this is a really good, very decent ending to the trilogy.
Wow.
And to the characters. You could tell it had a lot of, I saw it a couple times and it was pretty entertaining. Yeah, I did.
Oh,
yep. Nice. And so okay. I think it was, it still withstood like the, on the second rewatch. It was still entertaining to me. So I think that that holds some water for, again, 3.5 out of 5, so not amazing. Yeah. But
That's kind of this year, though.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm not extremely happy. Like, it'll get bounced out once I see. That's another disclaimer. We haven't seen a lot of the Oscar nominees for 2023
Definitely
yet.
Definitely a disclaimer.
Because they always come out in January. And I know. It's always,
I know.
But we're trying to remedy that. But I'm not super happy about it being on my list, but it was solid, so it's not too bad.
Yep.
But it was a suitable ending, way better than a lot of the other Marvel crap that's come out.
I agree.
And so the characters you love were back, and you could tell that it was made with a lot of heart.
Okay.
So I did enjoy that one. 3.5 out of 5, that was
okay. So then my number, we're on 8, right? My number 8 is, I don't know if you guys have seen this, Boy and the Heron.
No, we haven't yet.
No.
Okay. We wanted to.
So this is a Studio Ghibli, Miyazaki movie, so technically not American, but I guess. Robert Pattinson was unbelievable.
Oh, so you watched the dubbed version of, okay.
English for sure.
Dubbed. Yeah,
for
yeah, sure. Yeah, English
Robert
dubbed.
Pattinson was unbelievable as
really
the Heron.
Wow. What? He played the Heron? I didn't even know
that. Yeah. So when you hear that in like the trailer when it's like, that's Robert Pattinson.
What?
Everyone thought it was I thought it was William Dafoe because he's in the movie too. Crazy. William Dafoe plays like a 2-second character.
Wow.
What?
He like plays like a swan like for like 5 seconds.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Insane, right? Like that it's so incredible. Wild. So I thought acting was really cool. It was just a cool story. Ghiblis are always weird, so you got to be kind of ready for that, but it had a really good heart. And another thing about Ghiblis, Studio Ghibli movies, is that there's not really an antagonist, which is interesting, in any of his movies.
Interesting.
It's more of learning to deal with yourself, learning to deal with loss, and kind of a powerful in that way. So, yeah, I thought it was really good.
And sweet. Okay, cool. Sweet. Yeah, none of Isaac and I
haven't seen that yet. So
that's really their disclaimer.
So, this will be interesting. Boy. So my number 7 is The Hunger Games. So, my disclaimer.
Well, because you read it.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah. I read the book.
I
thought it followed the book pretty well. And I really enjoyed the book and I really enjoyed the movie, and that's pretty rare where you get that combo, because normally the movies do not, there's always something that's way different than the book, and you can't even enjoy it because it's so different. But I thought the movie did the book justice, which is pretty rare, and I liked the acting overall.
Yep.
It was really interesting to see how Snow became President Snow.
You're right.
And I thought that was a really, really fascinating character analysis. And it didn't have the vibe of every other Hunger Games movie. It was different.
Yeah.
It started out pretty intense. You know, it did have like the Hunger Games in it. Like they had one of the games. But then after, it's like he goes off and he is in the army basically, or he's a peacekeeper, and I thought from that point on too it was really interesting and they developed that pretty well. The one thing is though, and the reason it's number 7 is it wasn't as clear the first time watching it, like what was going on in his mind and stuff.
The dialogue.
It was confusing.
It was pretty confusing. If you hadn't read the book, you would be pretty confused near the end where things start to escalate. And you're like, why? Yeah. Like, wait, hold on. What's happening with the motives of him and like the girl and everything, Lucy Gray? Like, what is happening? But the second time watching it, which we saw this twice, we saw it with our family and my dad and mom, actually my mom really enjoyed it. I was like surprised.
Wow,
I'm like, she's not gonna like it, but she liked the character analysis part of it. But the second time watching it, I was able to catch more of the character nuances and stuff, and his acting is so good.
His like acting is really
and good. I enjoyed Tom it. Yeah. I like newcomer. I wasn't bored even the second time watching it. And normally with the movie normally with movies it's hard for me to watch it again after
a rewatch. Right.
So the rewatchability for me was pretty high for this movie.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So in the
watch out for his Tom Blythe. He's going to be
Tom Blythe was
the next big star.
He was really good from only a show.
Yeah.
I guess he had
a cameo in like that Robin Hood movie. This kid is going places for sure.
I think he is. Yeah.
Yep. Really, all right, Benny really Boy, number
seven. All right, number seven. Okay, so it's already been talked about. I won't elaborate.
We
got to
hurry up. We're already 20 minutes.
The Killer.
Okay.
The Killer. Yep. That was really, I think it's a Cronenberg, David Cronenberg directed.
David Fincher.
Oh, Fincher. Yeah. That's right. I mixed the two. Cronenberg. Fincher.
How did Cronenberg, he would have had like an which eye we like,
yeah,
we,
yeah, that's true. That would have been crazy. But Fassbender was a really good performance.
Totally.
So the psyche of a killer. And so it was really, really well done. Pretty depressing, like not too uplifting. That's kind of all why we all didn't really. Too much, but it was really solid. So okay. 3.5 out of 5 for that one.
Yep. Yeah, mine is gonna annoy everybody. What? My number 7 is
if it's Super Mario.
It is Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
I am gonna come over there and slap you. That is pretty low. There's no way. You can't be doing this to me.
That is pretty low.
I gotta leave.
He's leaving.
You gotta have a justifiable explanation of the ones behind it. Oh, that's
you know
pretty
what?
Bad.
You know what?
My brain is exploding.
Right?
Yeah.
Two words.
Just don't say anything.
Two words. Part one.
I know a couple other people were salty about that too.
Dude, I was not ready for it. I love the movie, but the ending, I was like, what the crap?
Broke my heart.
But doesn't make it less of a good movie.
It was a good movie. Here's literally, and this is the truth. This is why this was so hard for me. Every single movie from here on out is a 4 for me.
So it was really kind of a battle of what I felt.
You have a lot of 4. You must have seen more movies than us this year.
We'll see.
More U.S. movies. I don't have...
So everything was a 4 for me, so it was just kind of riffling through that, and that got short straw.
Okay.
Whew, man. I was not expecting that one.
It was a little harder than I expected.
So now with your heart attack, young James.
Oh, yeah, I go.
How's it
next?
My number six.
What if he said
Spider-Man?
Right?
What if he said that?
That'd be a twist.
That would be. My number 6 is John Wick, Chapter 4.
Oh! Okay.
So nice. We actually just rewatched this today, Ben and I did.
Wow.
And it was great on rewatching it. It was so entertaining. And, I mean, we've talked about it a bunch of times, but, like, the stunts, the camera, the cinematography, the top-down view when he's going through that building and, like, shooting people, it, like, felt kind of like a video game. One-shot top-down view. That was incredible, and it just kept getting better as the film progressed.
I think I gotta rewatch this movie.
At the beginning, there's the fight scenes in that continental place where that was great. There was like a really, really good soundtrack during that fight scene, the techno vibe. And then like it moved on from there to this kingpin guy he killed at this club. That was so intense. And then it kept just going. And like, oh, I don't know. It was just really well done. And of course, I mean, the story's, you know, pretty basic, but I thought they ended it well. They had a really cool showdown at the end, a shootout at the end. And, of course, you can't forget about the staircase scene when he's going up and he's, like, almost to the top and he gets kicked all the way back down.
That was just so funny. That was like a comedy.
It was a really clever filmmaking and, like, dialogue and stuff. Or, well, no, not dialogue, but storyline and stuff.
No dialogue.
I should say, for dialogue.
Yeah, Keanu, oh, my gosh. His dialogue.
It is number 6.
The script is simplified for
said,
Keanu, which is so funny.
They went from, instead of focusing on script, they focused on, like, stunts and action sequences.
Which is their bread and butter.
Literally, Keanu says, like, yeah. And, like, that's like, one of his main lines he says in the movie. He's like, yeah.
That's rough. Funny. That's
but
tough.
So, it's entertaining, and that's why it's so high on my list.
Yep. So, yeah. Okay, so... My number six was Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1.
Man, Ben is surprising me today.
What?
I said at the beginning, this will just, nothing
this
will
be this. So this I was crazy. Thinking, this is another thing. So I was not happy with this movie.
Yeah, that's, when you walked out, I thought you hated
it. But then as I was thinking, I'm like, wow, the other movies, like, I was more entertained at this one than, and again, entertaining, how entertaining a movie should be is subjective.
Yep.
But I didn't necessarily, like, it wasn't the best script, et cetera, et cetera. But it was pretty entertaining, see it on the Eiffel Tower screen, we call it, at one of our local theaters. And it was a Mission Impossible movie, always love, Tom Cruise, always in the there in the seats. It's another 3.5 out of 5, but these 3.5 out of 5s are really interchangeable, so it could have easily been number 9 instead. But I popped it into the sixth level just because...
I get it.
Yeah.
I think it's really, there's like two groups of movies where it's like the 3.5s and the 4s, and I think they're pretty close.
Yeah.
But then you have to make it a 10. So that's kind of the situation.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So not happy with it, but...
My number 6 is The Killer.
I like it.
Solid.
Yeah, I did notice you enjoyed it a little more than we did.
Yeah, I was thinking it should be the
And Sadie did not. She gave it a 3.
We walked out,
and then we walked out. She's
terrible.
Like, that was a 3. When she came out, she's like, that's a 3. And then we watched that Freelance. Terrible. She was like, that's a 3.5. Okay. She bumped it up. So
it's honestly, as you think about it. Yeah. It's like, oh, that was a pretty good movie.
If you do,
you think about it a little more. Yeah. Cinematography, like,
you don't know where it's going, which I thought was kind of fun.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
But
that's nice. True. Yeah, that's solid.
Okay, cool. Okay, here we go. Top number five.
The top half.
Guys, you are gonna be mad at me.
Ooh.
Okay.
Surprise.
Well, my number 5 is Oppenheimer.
Okay. Ooh, so interesting.
I like this movie. The soundtrack was good.
Yeah, that's fair.
And acting was incredible. The way it built up over the course of the movie with the soundtrack and the intensity of the acting and everything was so good. But to be honest, the dialogue was so fast at points, I barely could keep up. And that's my problem. That's my problem. But like there was. It was hard to keep up with the story and to catch everything. Mm-hmm. And I've only seen it once, so maybe I need to rewatch it. And it was very long, too.
Very long.
Yep. Yep.
And there were some I thought there were some unnecessary scenes too, of like nudity that didn't really have to be there. It didn't add to the story. And usually Nolan will only include scenes that really add to the story. And maybe, I mean, I know there's people who would defend those scenes and be like, oh, it shows like what kind of man he was and stuff. But like, still, I thought they could have maybe done it a different way. But yeah, I still thought it was really solid. So definitely number 5, but yeah, not in my top 3 or anything, but that's still really good.
Yeah. Fair enough, young James.
There we go.
All right. So this one's, I was back and forth with pretty much like the next 3.
Okay.
But Godzilla Minus One.
Ooh.
So this one I think was a surprise to all of us. We had no idea what to expect. Oh boy, have I irritated someone?
No.
So I really enjoyed this movie. Yeah. I wasn't quite as emotionally attached to the characters as I think others were.
Mm-hmm.
But the it was incredible. Like, the CGI was so well done that you're like, holy cow. You don't notice the sheen of, like, it was, I don't know how to say it, but it was earthy. It was like film grain. It felt really naturally ingrained in the landscape.
It didn't have that glossy feel of the US made Godzilla movies. Like, because that always had that CGI glossy look, and it was always in, like, I don't know, it was always in, like, New York City or in cities. Yeah. And it was just basic. They've done this before.
This breaks into my 4 out of 5s.
Yep.
Loved it. And soundtrack was amazing. Sound was amazing. Visuals were great. I thought the characters were pretty good, but it was just not quite as engrossing as I thought in terms of the drama. But, I mean, for a Godzilla movie, I thought it was the best one that I've seen.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I'll say, too. I went into that movie expecting to not like it.
Yeah.
I didn't really look at reviews at all because it's like, I was just like, oh, this is overhyped.
Yeah.
And then I went in there and I was like, oh, this is actually really good. So,
oh, it was earnest, and it's a Godzilla movie. Like, if a movie is trying to be earnest and, like, straight, like, not necessarily to have fun, per se.
Yeah.
And Godzilla was terrifying.
And that's what was so cool is that it wasn't about necessarily Godzilla.
Yeah.
Which was the main thing. Yeah. That's why it was so good.
Yeah.
Yep. Really, I think this is the first time in this list that my number five is the same as Oppenheimer.
We agreed on that.
Oh,
okay.
Wow. Have we had a duplicate yet?
No. Point. Usually we have way more.
We have
so this
way
is
more duplicates.
We usually agree on a lot of Western movies.
Ben, did you unplug me?
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Back. Wow. Okay. Yeah.
There
okay.
we go. Yeah, so when Isaac said everything that I agree with, number four.
Okay, number four for me is Killers of the Flower Moon.
Okay.
I really enjoyed this movie.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
I thought it was such a good, like, history lesson, too, and done in a very, like, a very entertaining way how Scorsese, like, portrayed the characters and how the story progressed and stuff. I thought it was just done really well. And I could relate to one of the characters
because
she had diabetes.
Yeah,
so
that's a dumb
related.
Yeah.
Not so that your husband was slowly poisoning you.
Not
that part.
But I thought, it kept me invested throughout the movie, even though it was 3 hours long.
Yeah.
And to be honest, this is kind of crazy to say, but I was more invested in this movie than I was in Oppenheimer.
Well, that's why you rated it higher.
Well, yeah. I know.
That would make sense.
Oh, surprise.
Well, I don't think it's that surprising.
But, like, in general, I guess, like, that might be a surprise. Because I know for the ratings, it's kind of flipped where people were more... The general audience, I think, was more invested in Oppenheimer than Flower Moon. But
I think
it was
slightly.
It seemed kind of like that. But...
Yep.
But yeah, so overall, I thought, and the acting was so good by everybody in the film. I mean, Robert De Niro, but especially Lily Gladstone, Leonardo, all of them were great. So yeah, anyway, I won't say too much more because
we're
running out of time here. But really, really good.
Benny boy.
So my number four, and this is back and forth with Godzilla, was John Wick. So I really liked that one.
Wow.
It was a suitable ending. And by really liked, I mean 4 out of 5. So it wasn't incredible.
Yeah,
again, that's 2020.
Ben always brings us down.
I have to say,
because
otherwise
like,
I'll
really
get misconstrued.
Like, yes! And he's like, no,
it was
not
a good movie. It was a really good movie. I thought, it just really hit, like, on a visual and, like, from the sound perspective, I think it hit.
That's really good. Yeah, I got to give it another rewatch because I feel like I rated it low.
I think the cinematography also is what stands out. Like, it was super, it was very well done.
Yeah.
And even though the story wasn't much, it ended, I thought, the way it should have ended, which that's something that can't be said about a lot of
these
franchises.
A lot
of times, studios don't know when to end a franchise.
They
which
ended
is
it
why
fine.
And
I like that.
They were just like,
really,
it,
that gets
boom,
literally, that gets
it.
A lot of credit just there.
Amen. Okay. My number four is Godzilla Minus One.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cheeky
yeah.
boy. Yep. yep. Same reasons apply.
Yep. Fair
number
enough.
Three.
There we go. Okay. I like it. You're like, same reason.
Well, I mean, we're
That's
getting
a good
to that point of repetition now.
Okay, so my number three was Barbie.
Barbie.
I had a lot of fun with this movie.
We all had a lot of fun.
It was, we were laughing throughout the film. Like,
that was
and
a
I
great
were,
experience.
For sure.
We were giggling like
Ryan Gosling. Yeah, Ryan Gosling was so great. Margot Robbie was hilarious. They were both amazing
together
in that
casting.
Film. Oh, and like you could, and there were a lot of improv scenes too with Ryan Gosling. And that was, I just thought there were some really, really fun scenes. I love the musical number that happens near the end. I thought overall it was super entertaining throughout. And I thought you have to watch till the end because the message at the end
is
really solid.
Really good.
And if like in so you do have you got to watch all the way through. If you're not enjoying the start, you still might enjoy the end of it because of the message at the end. So
wow, yeah,
that one I highly recommend seeing that. It's a good way to put it. A lot of fun. Yeah. So yep.
All right, and number three, Killers of the Flower Moon for me.
Okay.
I mean, what has been said has been said.
Yep, what has been
but,
said.
But really, really good movie. And I just was especially appreciated the script and the acting because none of the other 2023 movies, except for one, I think can really compare to the acting that was displayed on the screen. And so I thought that was it was really well done. 3 hours did not seem like 3 hours necessarily.
I know, it went by so fast.
It was a tragedy. It was so, yeah. You knew what was going to happen. And you were wondering, is there any way to get out? It was such a good movie.
I totally agree.
And had no knowledge of anything in terms of historical context. I know, before,
So we learned a lot by watching
that. Ben, also my number three.
Huh?
Oh, so there you go. Last thing I'll add on that is just from a retention perspective, being a three-hour movie, it felt like it was not 3 hours, which is why I liked it so much.
Incredible.
Yes. So, sweet. There you go. Yeah. Isaac, number two.
Okay, all my number two is Godzilla Minus One.
Oh, okay.
So, man, I really love this movie. Yeah, we've already talked about it. I was surprised just like you guys were. And the soundtrack, amazing. I love the story. Like, the story part of it was my favorite part because I thought it was so interesting how he had to take care of that little kid and how that was just a very unique story, and I've never seen that in a Godzilla movie. Yeah. And like how he had to find a reason to live, and it was really, really fascinating. And in the ending scene where he, you know, he chooses to live, it's just like, wow, that was really powerful because, you know, he's a kamikaze fighter or whatever it's called. And so he normally it's like that his goal is to
not live,
but like he found a reason to live. And I thought it was like, wow, in a Godzilla movie, that kind of message is message of like finding your purpose in life and stuff. I thought it was done so well. And it was so much more than just like a monster attacking. It was like, whoa, there's so much more to this.
Totally.
And I also loved the sequences where they were like planning to attack Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was so well done because, like, they came up with these really cool, like, creative ideas to try to kill him. And, like, and then you see at the near the end, it's like, oh, these aren't working. And, like, so it's powerful in that it's not, like, just it's not a cookie-cutter movie. It's like, okay, this happens, then this happens, and, oh, Godzilla's dead. But, like, their plans weren't working, so they had to, like, go to plan B instead of plan C. So it was, or plan C, Actually, it was, like, plan C, But yeah, anyway, that's all I have to say. It's really good.
Yeah. Okay, Oppenheimer is my number two.
Ooh!
So this, I think, is we all agreed that it was a good movie, right? But the key difference is I was more engaged, I think, throughout the entire movie because it is 3 hours as well. So you have to be engaged to actually consider it, like, really, really well-done movie. Mm-hmm. But I thought the acting was incredible. Killian Murphy. Amazing. Like, I really, really, his performance was incredible. I thought the way that Nolan intertwined different storylines, and also even the last hour, which could be considered kind of a really big lag in terms of the storyline, I thought it was still interesting enough. It was totally different. It was outside of the main progression, but I thought it was interesting enough that I was engaged. And I know some people weren't, and that's where it broke
That is kind of where I wasn't.
But individual scenes were so impactful, I thought. Like, obviously, the detonation and, like, the testing sequences. Yeah. And especially his dream sequences where the weight of what he's doing is coming back to him. There's one scene in the barn. With all the people like just chanting and basically pounding their feet against the floor, and it's so intense, and he's just seeing the ashes of visualizing devastation that it could be. I thought it was the most impactful movie that I saw this year, so that's why it's my number two.
Okay,
sweet.
Okay. Nolan did a great
job.
There you go.
Yep.
You're two?
Number two. I realize now, thinking about I definitely pissed you guys off, didn't I, with my one rating of a particular movie?
Specifically.
So, my number two is Barbie.
Yep, I was wondering.
Oh, yes. There we go. I'm Just
Ken. You had a great...
Did you listen to the Christmas edition of I'm Just Ken?
Of course I did.
Wasn't that amazing, that video?
Yeah. Did you listen to I'm Just Pete?
No.
Oh, see?
Oh, you got me. You got a step ahead of me.
There's a comedian, Pete Davidson. What is his name? I can't remember.
I don't know.
Pete Davidson, the guy that's dated like everybody.
Oh, Pete Davidson.
Yeah. Okay. He's like, I'm just Pete. And he's a song on SNL. It's hilarious. Yeah. But yeah,
it's a cultural phenomenon. So, yeah.
So that's my number two.
Okay. There we go.
You're number one. My number one. Probably two. I don't know.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
How about you do yours both at the same time?
So,
sure.
Oh, boy. Okay. My number one is Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I knew it. Well, I knew it.
I didn't think Ben would. Because
you guys both didn't rate it. You guys both didn't rate it.
Yeah, you're right. Ben didn't have it until
now. Well, you guys both hadn't rated it in your list, so I was like, there's no way.
You're like, wait.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I
figured when it would pop in.
Yeah. I think, like, the main reason why this is number one is I've seen this, like, I think four times. And every time... I'm like, it's just like watching it for the first time.
Wow.
Every time. There's so many jokes and little hints at all the different comic styles, the animation style. You could every time you watch it, you can find something new to like in the background or like the way that like the animators did an incredible job. And yeah, this blew me away. Like we saw a pre-screening of it. And after, when I got out of the movie, I'm like, this is going to be like a 9 on IMDb, and it was for a while. I think it's 8.9 right now.
Sure.
But like after I saw it, it was cool seeing a pre-screen of it, because it's like, you know that, ooh, this is gonna like hit really well with the general audience. And so I just love the plot. I wasn't expecting anything from this film really before seeing it, and like it just blew me away. Animation was like, it won up the first one. Like, it was so good. So many different styles. Gwen's world. Like, every spider, all the Spider-Man, or, like, Spider-Man India, his world was so cool. And they really, really did well with introducing all these new Spider-Men and still giving them enough dialogue to make them interesting.
Right.
It wasn't just like, oh, well, there were a lot of cameos, but, like, the main ones, like, they really... develop their personalities, even though they were like in it for maybe like, you know, 10-15 minutes probably for some of the Spider-Man characters. But like Spider-Man India, I loved him, and like he didn't have a ton of lines of dialogue, but the ones he did have just hit home, and it's like, this is so great.
Spider-Man. Can't forget that.
Yes,
one.
Lego. Oh my gosh, by a 14-year-old kid on YouTube. He's popular on YouTube now because of that scene.
For sure. And I'm sure he's going to get a lot of work on other stuff sure.
But yeah, overall, really good. And I thought the plot was really good. And I know you didn't like how it ended, but I actually was like, when it ended, I'm like, oh, this is amazing. It's like, it's funny. There's two reactions. You either hate it or you're like, wow, that's like, that's a good cliffhanger. So it's like, it really depends on...
You're either frustrated or you're like, well, I can't wait till the next one.
Yep.
What is it?
But yeah, I was just like, okay, I'm so excited for the next one.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was pushed back, but I think, I don't know. I don't know if they have a date for it yet. I'm hoping this year sometime.
Hopefully.
Because I know they had a lot of the animation done, but they didn't have a lot of the dialogue and the audio for it yet.
Okay.
So,
all right.
I don't know. Cool. We'll see when it is. But yep, that's my number one. I really love that movie.
Yeah, I won't belabor the point either. Yep. I mean, number one, also, I saw it 3 or 4 times. Can't remember how many times, but each time it was fantastic.
Yep.
New people loved it.
Yeah.
Every time I watched it with a new person. So it was really, really fantastic. Calling out, though, the dialogue, though. The relationship between Spider-Man and his parents, so relatable and so well done.
Yeah.
I thought the dialogue just really stood out in an animation movie. That's not always the case. And then also the like the talent that was on display for animation was just incredible. Out of this world. It was just incredible.
Yeah,
and so that's my only 4.5 out of 5.
That's this a year. 5 for me.
I know it's definitely a 5 for you. I'm but so incredibly strict for 5 out of 5.
I know you,
but
I've loosened the belt.
Yeah, I have. It was I did want to mention one other thing. The soundtrack was so good.
Oh yeah,
that it's some of the songs are on like. In the top 5 for my most listened to songs.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's huge.
That's big.
For like hitting the top 5 for a soundtrack too. But the music was great. They always have good music in this. Spider-Verse
yeah. So that's
movies.
That.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's our top 10. Go.
Yeah.
Should we quick move on to our?
Let's wait, do you want to know what my number one was?
Yeah. Hold on. Michael's number one.
Sorry. I thought
I was a little confused. I was like, wait, what?
What was my number one?
Shoot, now I gotta do that.
My number one was Asteroid City.
Wait, did we watch that together?
Cut!
No way! I mentioned that in my honorable mentions. Wes Anderson. What? Hold on. You need to explain yourself. And also, I thought we watched that with you. Didn't we watch
that? No, I wish we just skipped your number one.
But no, we didn't.
We never saw it together. I saw your rating for it, and I was like, whoa, they did not like it.
We didn't see that together?
No, I thought we did.
I think we did.
That sounds like a movie we would see.
Wait, I think we did, because we went to the Alamo. I thought we went to the Alamo with you.
I love that movie.
I know, I knew you did.
Oh, okay.
But, like, I didn't know you loved it that much.
Yeah,
that's
well,
crazy.
Yeah.
Tell us more.
I liked how cinematography, like how just cool the different sets were, and
Wes Anderson's wild sets.
It was animation. Yeah. I thought I think it's a really pressing movie, and honestly, the soundtrack was in my Spotify as well.
There we go.
I really like the soundtrack of that one.
Wow, that is out of left field.
Check out the soundtrack. It's like Freak Train. It's just got like fun, like it's very whimsical, which I like. Yeah. So
well, in terms of style, like Wes Anderson is on
point. I just like his styling. I don't know. It was just kind of a feel good movie.
Wow.
I know.
When you said animation, I've seen like the stop motion they did for some of the bird, like the bird
and stuff. Yeah,
that was really cool.
What did you rate it?
4.
Okay.
Okay.
Nothing really made anything higher than that for me.
Okay. Interesting.
So maybe I've just lost my soul this year. But
no, no. Wow.
It's your opinion.
I knew it was gonna be a different year.
That was definitely a different year.
Just out of like, what did she think was her favorite movie of the year? Or did you ever talk about it? Or like,
I could ask her. I don't actually know.
Interesting to know.
I know. It would be Barbie.
Oh, really? Okay.
She would like Barbie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Interesting. Cool. Yeah, we had a blast. That was a fun.
Yeah, that was fun watching.
We liked it too.
Wow. Okay. Cool. Wow.
Wow. Wrap up. All right.
Yeah. So yeah. Anticipated. Let's see.
I didn't even. We could prepare do. For let's anticipated, do. Anticipated, but
if I let's see. Let's do favorite TV show of 2023. This can be really quick. If you don't have one, that's fine. I just
is that the what we're gonna wrap up on?
No, and then we have most anticipated.
Okay.
I have one for that. Just one for each. It'll be really quick. My favorite TV show season, I should say, TV show season of 2023, was the last season of Succession.
Okay.
That was really good. It ended on a really crazy note. It was super intense all the way through the funeral and like the...
The death, the mid-game death was great.
It was such a twist. So good.
I'm gonna also say that as well.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
Ben?
Yeah,
okay.
For sure.
There we go. Yep. That's our favorite.
That was.
What's your most anticipated movie?
So this was kind of tough because there's not a lot of good movies coming out this year. Haven't been announced yet because it's because of the writer's strike, the actor's strike. Yep. It's like a buffer now, and probably 2025 is when we'll get some really good movies.
So many,
but one that stood out was there's a Lord of the Rings movie coming out.
It's animated.
It's called War of the Rohirrim.
I believe anime.
It might be. Yeah. Oh yeah. Maybe it is. That one seems really interesting. I think they could make it good. So I'm excited. It sounds fun. But yeah, like other than that, I mean, I have two others on here, but I'll only do one. But like, it's usually I'll have like five or six that I'm excited for, but it's, I don't know. I couldn't find any that.
Ben, you got anything?
Really cool.
I mean, I didn't really prepare for this, but Dune is not coming out next year.
It is coming out this year.
Is it? Okay. So it'd be Dune probably, or the, I was going to say the Mad Max movie because I love the first one, but it didn't look amazing to me, but Dune probably.
Well, Anya Taylor-Joy is kind of hit or miss for me.
Yeah. She's in a lot of, she's the It girl now, and so she's in a lot of movies.
So I don't have a movie, but I do have a game that I want myself to play.
Oh, and most I think Isaac
will play it. I don't think Ben will play it.
Okay, fair enough.
And I started playing it today. Video
what
game.
Is this?
And Isaac, you need to give it a chance.
Oh,
we can play it together.
Okay,
on a server. It's Lego Fortnite.
That's a thing? That's a thing?
That's where we should end it.
That's a thing?
Dude, it's so fun.
Wait.
It's a separate game from Fortnite?
Here's the downside. You have to download Fortnite.
Okay.
But
on your computer? Oh.
Yeah. But it's Lego Fortnite. And really, you know what it is? It's Minecraft.
That's but what really?
It's Lego Minecraft. But it's like not Fortnite. Wait. You spawn in a map. It's your map, and you mine.
Wait, it's not Fortnite. You don't even attack other.
No.
What?
You can play with up to four other people. It can be anywhere in the world. Whoa. So Mandy and I were playing it.
Yeah. Lego Fortnite.
Yeah, dude.
Oh my gosh! I didn't know that was a thing. I'm gonna have to try that out. I heard about that.
You play it on the Switch.
Like, wait, really?
You play it on your computer. Yeah, man.
Holy crap!
Can you connect from? Wait, do you have it on your Switch or your?
I have my computer. You can connect.
But you can
Switch.
Connect between consoles.
Dude, it's
and stuff.
All inter.
Wow! Yeah, I'll just check that out.
Right up
I was
alley,
not expecting.
I know. And here's the thing: Mandy had to sell me on it because I was like, "No, it's Fortnite. I don't." And she's "Michael, it's not Fortnite." And I was like, "Okay." And it's not.
You guys love Minecraft, so absolutely.
And Lego.
Crafting. Yeah, and Lego.
Even have Fortnite in the name.
That sounds amazing.
Because I think it was just to get more people into the game.
Yeah.
It's not Fortnite. It's not at all. You literally find NPCs, you make your own village, you construct resources.
What?
That's crazy.
All right.
That's wild. Okay. That's all right.
That's that.
Thanks for joining us.
That's the end of the top 10 movies.